I don't feel like anyone's talking.
They're blockers.
That's not why I came to Hollywood.
You know how fucking backwards
bullshit.
I hate to break it to you.
This is another podcast I'm doing. And I have a very, very special guest. It is now time for Diddly Do.
You're so funny.
Hello, Diddly Do.
Hi.
Diddly's here. Diddly da da. Diddle da. For those of you in America and the rest of the free world, by the way, I told you I'm not drinking when I'm doing these things. Diddly Do got me a little bit of wine. So, Diddly Do, state your full name to the world here.
Which one?
Your name that you were given.
Kirsty.
How do you know?
Otherwise known as Sophie D.
Sophie D. Right. But I call you Dee Dee because that's what your stage name is. And I don't want to go on the whole back history of everything, but you are known for doing something back in the day, and you retired.
Not retired.
You retired.
I don't like that word, that term.
You took a sabbatical.
I'm just having a break right now, chilling. Not retired, though.
And what did you take a break from?
Sucking dick on camera.
Don't talk like that.
Oh, sorry.
It's terrible. No one wants to hear that shit.
Oh, your ass.
Stop it. Be sweet.
Doing adult movies on camera.
No, be yourself. What you would say. Grabbing what?
Willies.
There you go.
Okay.
That's how Dee Dee really talks. I don't know. She's trying to do something because there's cameras here.
No, but grabbing. Okay, so grabbing willies on camera. I don't do that no more.
Yeah, grabbing willies.
On camera.
Yes.
No, it's just off camera.
You have over 3 million Instagram followers.
I do.
That's pretty impressive.
Thank you.
And the reason I wanted to have you on this show, and let's make no mistake about it, this is a show.
Mm-hmm.
You're on a show right now.
Okay.
It's because you've got a lot of interesting views. Let's take people a little bit back through your history. So, you started, you're from what country?
Wales, United Kingdom.
And you were living a normal life, although you have a lot of backstory, and I can't get into it because it's 17 years. And it's, I'm not going to go, I don't want to cue the tears this early, it's only been 3 minutes. I'm not going to go on your history.
Okay, good.
Everything you want, we'll talk about it. It'll be comfortable for you. It's not good. She's got a crazy ass life. And you are one of the, I would say few, would you say super few, who worked in porn and not only is a survivor, but is starting to thrive. Like, you're a winner in life.
I feel like there's a lot of winners.
But you're not on pills.
No.
You barely drink.
On the weekends.
You don't really smoke weed.
No, cannot smoke weed.
You don't take any drugs.
I've done blow in my past.
You did do a blow. I was going to tell him that, but no. She did do blow, but it's bad for you to say that because you're not a blower.
No, I wouldn't be able to.
But you did do
it. All
it.
The time. Yeah, I've done it before.
Which is weird, because you know I've never done it.
I know.
You know.
You can.
No, but I would never do it anyway.
True.
But people think I'm like this crazy druggie. Yes. Tell America that what I am.
You're just crazy.
Yes. But I'm not a druggie.
No, you're definitely not a druggie.
I'm just what?
Crazy.
Cool bird.
Yeah.
But you are a survivor because you really started from the bottom.
Yeah.
And one of the first things I got to know you as a regular actress.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a movie called The Hungover Games.
Yep.
Now I'm going to get into this character a lot, because that's how she talk. Even though I'm doing it, but she does stuff like this. She'll show me a picture of her cat, and she'll say what?
Cat.
No. Look. You'll show me a picture of a bug, and you'll say what?
Bug.
Bug! Get
it. Oh, no.
Because you talk like sometimes like it's like special to me. Like a dodo bird.
I get it.
But you're not a dodo bird.
No.
Far from a dodo bird. This is going out to all the humans and the aliens that are going to see this. She is not a dodo bird. You're super smart. You have hit me to the fucking game of apps. She's got me on Yelp, and I know she's got
it's
me on Postmates.
Really
no, but you teach me how to fucking geolocate.
I teach her a lot of stuff.
You're an amazing stalker.
Yeah, thanks.
Do you agree with that?
I really am a good stalker.
Incredible.
Yes.
You could have a PI agency.
I should. I really should. Catch people out on a lot of stuff.
So, what's amazing about you is that you own... Tell us some of the property that you own.
I only own two in LA.
Which is very impressive. You own a what?
Condo.
Yes.
And a house.
Now, how many porn people own property?
And a salon back home.
Yes, a hair salon.
Mm-hmm.
That's impressive. You own three businesses, and all of your property that's been evaluated so far is what?
Gone up in the market.
Yes.
A lot already, yeah. But it's LA. You know, you buy property in LA. Of course it's going to go up.
So, you're in Wales, which my brother told me, and Benjamin told me, who's my nephew. That Wales is basically like West Virginia. No offense to West Virginia, but it's the sticks. I know, it's a dist of Wales and a dist of... It's what... West Virginia's very nice. People are nice there. But what I'm trying to tell you is it's the backwoods...
Yeah, but is he talking about New South Wales?
...of Europe.
No.
No, it's like... You know, like Benjamin goes, if you'd like to have a pet sheep...
Pretty much.
Right?
Yeah.
Name... Look into that on. Camera... Tell some of the people at home the famous Walshians.
Yeah, what do you want to tell them?
Well, Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah, Anthony Hopkins. Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yes.
Me.
Yes. You are named along them, by the way.
I am. I'm on a cover of a book.
Yes.
With their names. It's pretty good.
So, you've got... You did a normal job, and your normal job was like something like you went on ships, and you were like a bottle girl. For people at home don't know what that is. It's like she gets the party going.
Yeah.
She pours the bottles. All these rich, you know, dorks are there. And she's like, hey, guys.
I'm the life of the party.
Yeah, life of the party. And it's nothing weird.
No.
But in the side hustle, something if you guys don't know, I'm sure a lot of you have traveled. If you go to London, they have a normal newspaper, let's just say, like the LA Times. And in it, there's people like Dee Dee who are topless.
Yeah.
Just in the middle. Like, you'll see an ad. You'll see a story about the Pentagon, an ad for Chick-fil-A, and a picture of Dee Dee.
Yeah.
Nude.
Yeah. Well, topless.
Topless.
I start out topless.
And it'll say what?
Page 3 girl.
Page, and they're called page 3 girls.
Yeah.
So a page 3 girl is what?
It's where you get contracted to the newspaper. I actually started off because my ex-boyfriend... didn't believe that I would win a competition.
Really?
So I actually had my stepmom and my auntie take topless photos of me when I was young age.
Creep.
And
your
then,
auntie?
Yeah, my auntie and my stepmom.
Hello, guys, we got to the left. Little bit moony booty love.
We submitted them to the newspaper and I actually won. And then I became a contract girl.
Hold on, slow down, diddly doo doos. I didn't even know this shit. I know a lot about you. So, you're telling me that your mom...
Stepmom. No, not my mom.
Stepmom and auntie go, hello, Cassie, let's get them out. Get them out.
Mm-hmm.
Get them out. Get the little boobies out. Let's see what you got there.
Yeah. My first modeling pictures my stepmom and my auntie took.
I can tell you a lot of things in life. My mother would never take new pictures of me.
Well, yeah, but your mom... Yeah. Your mom and my
you
step.
Met my mom.
We were a lot different parents. So anyway, I won. And then my
you
boots.
Won. Now, how many people were in this?
A lot. A lot of people. And it went down to 3, and then 2, and then I won.
In London, is it way worse?
Way worse.
So wait, the guy will say what?
Oh, you fucking slag, you want a bone? You want to fuck? Fancy a shag after this?
Oi, fucking slag.
You fancy a shag?
Fancy a shag. That's their opener.
Yeah, it really is.
So, do you think men in America, before I go into your history, are more polite than British men?
Yes.
Wow! Say that to America again.
Yes.
So what do you 100%. Say? So that men in America are what?
More polite.
Than what?
British people. Or Welsh people. For sure.
What about the dirty Irish?
I've only been to Ireland once.
They're not bad men.
And I was 16, so I
couple know. Of laddies.
Yeah.
You're saying that you're American.
Yeah.
Or like number one or two of niceness.
I would say one.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, you have a very interesting take on this. And you're in porn.
Mm-hmm.
And if anyone attacks you, I could say they're porn shaming you.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people try to say that porn people's opinions aren't valid.
Yeah. People will say that.
Because why?
I don't know, because we're put on camera and we do what everybody else does, but we choose to put on camera. I don't know.
But the thing is, don't you think that's shaming you?
No. But I don't do nothing else that nobody else does. The only thing I do is I show it on camera. Everybody has sex.
Yes.
That's how you were made, that's how I was made.
Yes.
Hollywood people have way more kinky stuff than most of us do in porn. That's why half of them get...
Slow down again. Hollywood people have what?
Kinkier stuff than we have showing on porn.
Would you say the professional sports world is more kinkier than the porn world?
I don't think kinkier. I think dirty.
Who the dirtiest fucking pigs in the world?
Sad to say it.
Yeah.
Middle-aged white man.
Fuck off, man. Fuck it. I don't fucking know. Oh, that's terrible. What age there? In the 50s?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. You're not there yet. You're fine.
Thank you. You've been through a lot of shit.
I've been through the casting couches. I've been through a lot of this stuff. And I've seen what female, even if it's porn actresses, do to get onto roles. I just believe that maybe some of this stuff happened and then they didn't agree with it afterwards or...
So you just said what again? You've seen what?
I've seen a lot of stuff.
You've seen people
casting couches.
And what does that mean, you've seen the casting couches and how?
You know, when directors will offer you for a job or when you... Actually, in the beginning of some porn, you'll start out and you'll be... Okay.
How is it? What does that mean?
Well, just, you know... Tryouts, the movie.
See, what do I tell you about porn?
That it's beneath you. And I should not do it no more.
Yes. No, I say that everyone watches it. Although I do say I don't really try to watch it anymore.
It's mine.
Yeah, because I don't want to feed into the systematic oppression.
Mm-hmm.
But... Let me ask you a question. You go in, you're naked, he's naked.
Yeah.
You go get a coffee, and I know your craft service isn't as good as Hollywood.
No, we will have a box of those Twizzlers.
Yeah.
Maybe Subway.
And so, he's naked, she's naked.
Well, we'll all be walking around naked, because I don't want to have to put on my garter and my outfit and all this stuff. So we'd be walking around naked, and most of the performers would actually come behind you and spread your ass cheeks open and stick the dick in you. But we're bad too, because their dick will still be hard, and we may want to touch it, because it's there, so it's a me too for me too.
show rehearsal.
Yeah, I mean, it's just fun. It's not really...
So, hold on. So, you're saying there's fucking...
Yeah.
Before the fucking.
Well, no, it's like playful fucking. Or if we, you know, showering afterwards, maybe I'll go in the shower and the guy will come in and spread the butt cheeks.
But he's already busted.
Stick it in. Yeah, but they can keep going.
Really?
Yeah.
Post-scene shower.
Yeah.
News to me. Listen, the whole porn business, if you really want to get there...
Well, now Hollywood, too.
...is terrible.
Well, Hollywood now, too, apparently.
Hollywood's terrible. Hollywood...
But where's the Me Too for guys? Women grab dicks all the time. Like, seriously. All the time.
Are you saying you know this?
Well, even at conventions, I've been grabbing dicks. I mean, they like it, but still, like... You know, when does that happen?
Have you ever seen anyone, what they would consider, assault me?
No.
No, but people have grabbed me.
People do grab you, yes. But maybe you like it a little.
Here's what I want to say. Dr. Drew Pinsky.
Your friend.
He's my friend. He's a great guy. I don't agree with everything he says. Highly intelligent man. He's a doctor, I'm not. And he told me that everyone in porn is damaged. And no one wants to be there. And I, in my white male mid-40s, said no. I was in my 30s. I said, there's like 1% that wants to be there. And he's like, no, dude, they're all damaged. Then I met you. I've worked with you. You've acted in porn. You've acted regularly. You haven't done porn for 5 years. I mean, you've done your own little websites and stuff, but you're not doing any male and female. You barely did a female once. It's like you just play with yourself. So it's not like porn. It's like, you know, exhibitionism. But you've been out almost as long as you were in.
Yeah.
So, and you're doing great.
Yeah.
So, my question is, you said to me one time, and it stuck with me in my craw to when I'm dying, and I remember the statement. I said, why do you do porn? And you said, because I can. Do you want to elaborate on that statement?
Because I can mentally deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means I can just, even if it's a good scene or a bad scene, I can mentally block it out.
But you know that's denial.
It's not denial. I'm there. I can do it. I can just do it.
But that's like a get through it.
Some scenes are good. I mean, it's just like your comedy, right? Tonight you had a shitty show.
You don't have to rub that in.
Well, sometimes my porn is shit, and I can just do it.
No, but what I'm saying is part of me feels that you're such a strong person,
mm-hmm.
and part of me also feels that you're such a damaged person.
I am a damaged person.
That you're in denial, and I am damaged as well.
Everyone's damaged.
Not they everyone's damaged. Something. Some people are boring.
Yeah, but then they're even more damaged because they're boring as well.
But I do believe, even within your damage,
mm-hmm.
that you could handle it.
Yeah.
And I would believe you're like one of three people out of a million that can do it.
And I like
that. I actually believe that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I enjoy the good scenes.
Okay, now we're going to get to that in a minute.
Okay.
Because there's a hole in the ball of wax. But I do believe... But I am in denial. I still think you're damaged. Mm-hmm. I still think you're fucked up.
I
still think you had a terrible childhood.
I did have a terrible childhood.
But I do believe that you're not one that's going to cry and run away and stuff. And I don't believe you're just eating the pain. I do believe that there's something in your Welshian nature that you're like this big farm woman. And you're like...
Why do I have to be big?
No, not in a bad way.
You're already putting the blimpy out there?
No, voluptuous. That you're like... You know, you were made... Like you... Like a childbearing woman.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I do... You shouldn't do porn.
Why?
Because you're above it.
But what if I enjoy it?
I've told you to stop doing porn.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes, you did.
And you would say that I'm one of the reasons you stopped doing porn?
You are the reason I stopped doing porn.
Okay. And I have a friend, I'm not going to name his name, because I don't want to put people on blast, but he said, why do you want to take Jeter out in his prime?
Oh, he said that? I'm going to get you. Okay. Yeah, why would you?
Because it's beneath you.
Oh.
Porn is beneath you. And you've been talking to me that you want to go back to it.
Well, yeah.
Why on God's green earth would you ever want
to go back
to porn?
When there's ups and downs, you want to resort back to what you know best.
But you can do so much more than that.
I know I can.
You're doing great.
I know, but sometimes it calms you.
See, that makes me feel like you enjoy it.
I do enjoy it. I enjoy the good scenes.
They're not scenes.
They are scenes.
No, they're not.
They're scenes. They're a moment. There's a start and an ending.
This is where you and I argue.
I know, but...
Because, let me just get my thought out.
Okay.
You're the only person
mm-hmm.
I've ever met, and I've probably met 20 porn stars. Probably more, right?
Uh-huh.
Legends to rats.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree?
Yep.
And for everyone knows, porn is becoming more mainstream. Some of your most famous people have started in it. You can Google it. And the bottom line is, Hollywood, porn, business, our president, it's everywhere. You agree with that?
Yeah. It's presidential.
Presidential. And I did a movie with her.
Yeah.
So exactly. You guys all do regular movies and non-regular movies.
Yep.
So, you said porn is acting. And this is how I have a beef with you.
Well, we have a lot of dialogue. A lot of the time.
Oh, it's amazing. You guys are so good at it. Can I that pizza? I didn't know you were going to deliver it.
Yeah.
And then the guy puts his dick through the pizza and he goes, who ordered the
pepperoni? I actually have never done one of those scenes.
Who ordered the pepperoni? That's not acting.
Well, some of the roles that we do.
Let's talk about how you said it's acting.
Okay. I did. Oh my god, now I can't even remember the movie.
Because you're a mess.
No, where the girl spins her head around. Exorcist. Yeah. I played her in the Exorcist.
No, let me just get to the point.
And I swing my head around and everything and elevated off the bed.
Oh my god, I elevated!
Yeah, it was really good acting.
No, you didn't elevate.
Yes, I did.
You did wires. Listen to me. You said porn is acting.
It is.
Hold on. And our friend, I'm not going to name his name, said, no, those D's are really going in.
They are really going in.
Yeah.
It's still acting.
It ain't acting. The D's are going in.
We still have a script. Half the time we have a script.
Hold on. If I'm playing, I'm a serial killer, which I did on Criminal Minds.
I watched it.
And you liked it.
I did like it.
I played a serial killer.
Yeah.
In Pasadena.
Yeah.
And guess what?
What?
I didn't kill nobody. The blood was fake. The weapon was fake.
I know, but...
There was no real world consequences. And you
said... Okay.
He's acting!
No.
Real D goes in a real P.
Okay, but I googled, there's a lot of Hollywood movies where they actually had sex on camera. And yours was one of them. Finding Bliss is one. So what was that? Porn. Porn acting.